Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Titus 2, verses 11 through 14. Welcome to our study of things that save. As we think about salvation, the things that make it available are especially essential. One of those is the wonderful grace of God. So many people talk about grace as though it's a cheap gift that doesn't require anything and that God just throws that out to everybody. While it is true that grace is available to all, that grace came at a very high price. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich." The grace of God came at the price of Jesus leaving heaven and dying as a sacrifice. And the grace of God teaches us to live a proper life. Titus 2, verses 11 through 14, grace teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Grace is truly essential to my salvation and yours because of what Paul said about its key role in bringing the hope of salvation to us. Notice Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. The Bible says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." What exactly is grace? God's grace is when we have the gift of Christ given to us, even though we were undeserving and unworthy. It's when God looked down on sinful mankind who had for a long time been in rebellion to his will, and out of love sent his Son to die as a sacrifice for us. Some have referred to it as God's unmerited favor. It is that. We didn't deserve it. But God still looked down and wanted to give salvation to mankind. John 1:17 says, "Grace is in Jesus Christ." If grace is in Christ and it saves, how do we contact the grace of God? Galatians 3:27 says, "We're baptized into Christ where grace is." Friend, have you received the grace of God by being baptized into Jesus and obeying the gospel? If not, receive God's grace by being obedient to God.
This is the gospel of Christ.